Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 7-Eleven here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. As promised, I told you we were going to be talking to Michelle Salzman, state representative for District 1, the northern, like, three-quarters of the landmass of Escambia County, who has a bit of an announcement to make. Michelle, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thanks for having me, Andrew. How exciting of a week it's been.
Oh, my goodness. So many things happening. And with all of the Republicans getting sucked up by the administration and put into other roles, we have a lot of cascade and domino effect. And the one most relevant for you, Matt Gaetz, has resigned his seat for District 1. He is going to be the nominee for the Attorney General. And myself and a lot of other people had speculated that you might want to be a congressman, woman, person. I don't know what you prefer, but, you know, what are you doing, ma'am?
Well, I filed a run for Congressional District 1. Within about an hour of Matt's resignation, we were on the phone and, you know, just chatting about it. And so then I got off the phone with Matt and I called the governor's office and then I called the Trump campaign and I've just been in constant contact with both sides of the leadership team trying to navigate this and make sure that I'm not stepping on landmines. You know, at the end of the day, we need to support the president and making sure that he's not weighing in on this race was critical before I put my foot in there. And, you know, I didn't actually click the button. I had a team of people that was working on everything for me because, as we all know, we were in session. So I didn't know quite when, what, or where, but I knew it was coming. We had prepared all the verbiage. But people within inside the Trump team had said, okay, you know, you need to go ahead and file. Just file. So I filed the paperwork, or someone clicked the button for me, and it soared off. And, I mean, within a couple of hours of the donation link being live just through text messaging, we had raised like $15,000, and a couple hours later it was like $25,000. So we're not doing any major fundraisers yet. We're still just trying to navigate. We got to get through qualification, and to be honest, Andrew, the state hasn't declared an election yet, so it's all preliminary anyway, right?
Yeah, so that was actually something I was going to ask you about, because you know, resign to run is going to apply to you, and the question is when. Unless I'm mistaken. And if the feds have, like, I guess the feds have opened it or something, but the state has not. And so, you know, the timing of it, you know, you can't file for an election that hasn't actually been declared, but there it has been at the federal. Do I have this basically right?
So we filed, and see, like I said, I did the paperwork, but I don't know what my treasurer and all those people did. I just, you know, I just do what Joe Gruters tells me to do. But anyway, I'm not sure. From my understanding, we filed for the election at the federal level, and it could even be that the people that have filed for the 2026 seat. And then once we declare, it'll be transferred to the special election.
Okay.
But in essence, it's open at the federal level. I don't want to say something and then somebody go, well, actually, technically, you know. So
I
I'm
understand.
Just giving that caveat there. But disclaimer. But yes, you file at the federal level. And then as soon as the state declares, which should be this morning, it was supposed to be yesterday morning. We had coordinated with the speaker, the incoming speaker, like the outgoing. I mean, everybody, to make sure that everybody was good with the timing and all of that. And then they didn't declare. I didn't know because I was in session. I get out and I'm like, they haven't declared yet? What? I mean, crap. So
you try to do the right thing, you know.
Yeah. I was like, man, okay. And I was in constant communication with the secretary too. I mean, he is, by the way, so incredible. Our Secretary of State is literally top notch. I mean, just a great man. But so he even said, he was like, I'm so sorry. You know, the governor got tied up in all of these sessions. He didn't actually. So we'll see what happens. Anticipating today, but
how it goes. So if they do open it today and you do actually file for the state, do you have to resign like today? How does that work?
Right. Good question. Absolutely. So you have to submit a letter of resignation, but you don't leave the office. So I'm still going to be the state representative. I will be the state representative until the special election is held.
Okay.
So even if I resign, so which is why it's, you know, I went to the swearing in ceremony. I did all those things. And honestly, that was one of the things I was waiting on. You know, those technical information, I put a post on social media. I did not want to leave the constituents with nobody after they just elected me. That was very important to me. And to know that I can keep the seat until the special election, that was a tipping point. I love my constituents more than anything. They are my number one priority. They always will be. And so, you know, those cards fell into place. And then certain people called me, like, you know, people that, you know, Joe Gruters, others that said, go for it, you know. And those people are important because they're very close with the president. And I don't want to do something that is going to be against President Trump. I mean, I am on the executive board of directors for the Republican Party of Florida. I'm very close with all of these leaders in the party, and I need to make sure that what I do does not get in the way of our agenda. So, I mean, that specific piece there makes it a little bit more technical for me, because I, you know, I'm not just a random Republican out there. I'm a seated lawmaker,
right,
as well as on the state board of directors. So I've been running this. That's why I called the governor first thing. I said, listen, do you have anybody? What are you doing? I just got off the phone with Matt Gaetz. He told me, you know, it's time to go. So what are we doing? And, you know, just continue to every day I'm talking to both the Trump administration and the governor's administration. I want to make sure that whatever I'm doing does not mess up the bigger picture. And, of course, number one is making sure my constituents feel good about what I'm doing.
And as we learned from Robert Bender last week, that special election primary is probably not going to be until, you know, February. So we've got a couple of months still. Michelle, hang on for just a second, because I did have one other question I wanted to ask you about all this. We're talking to Michelle Salzman, state representative and candidate for the District 1 congressional election to fill the vacant seat because of Matt Gaetz resigning. Jake has got traffic on the 5. Jake?
All right. No major slowdowns to report this morning, just our normal morning slowdowns. Highway 29, of course, we're keeping a look at all these railroad crossings that are closed today. We got Archer, El Camino, and now Eden Lane are closed. We're keeping our eyes on Woodbury Circle and Beck's Lake to possibly close today. But that's all. If you see anything else out there, let me know. 437-1620.
All right, Jake, thanks so much for the update. Michelle, back to Michelle Salzman, state representative for District 1 for a couple more months anyway, and then, of course, candidate to win the congressional seat vacated by Matt Gaetz. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about who might be in, who might be out. There's several names that have already put in. You know, they've got kind of made similar pre-announcements like you have. Probably the most significant one was Jimmy Petronas, who is the current CFO, doesn't live in district, but is moving here and has a big war chest and obviously a big name recognition. And as I understand, even Frank White has come out in support of him. So that's a big, I mean, that's a definitely a big opponent for you, right?
I would say it is a formidable opponent, 100%. Jimmy is, you know, he's been in state office for a very long time. I believe when we talked yesterday, he said he'd been serving the state of Florida for 10 years. I tried calling Jimmy from day one, just like I called the governor. I tried to call everybody that was potentially someone that might be looking at it to give them an opportunity to talk to me about, you know, what it was they wanted to do. And, you know, is this the right decision for me? Should it be you? And it was a week before I spoke to Jimmy. And by the time I did, I'd already filed. I was like, Jimmy, I've already filed. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I've been trying to get in touch with you, but I never would have imagined he was going to come to Congressional District 1. You know, he lives in CD2. He's been talking about running for governor for a couple of years now. And I have ran several pieces of his legislation. We've worked very closely together in a lot of things. Staunch conservative for sure. I obviously have a ton of love and admiration for Jimmy. I don't know what to say about it at this time. You know, he and I chatted through it yesterday, and I mean, I'm in the race. There's that. I'm not withdrawing from the race because Jimmy got in. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to withdraw from the race because anybody gets in. I ran the traps through the president's team. I ran the traps through the governor's team from start to finish, as much as even late last night I was on the phone with the governor's staff. I am very much, I've got my finger on the pulse, and I'm hopeful that I do a good job, but it did throw me for a loop. Truthfully, I was not expecting that. I really didn't expect a Escambia County resident to jump behind someone that's not in the district. That shocked me. But But it's, I mean, if that's the worst thing that happened to me this week, I had a great week, Andrew.
Hey, before we let you go, Michelle, I just want to give you your chance to get your 45-second, 30-second, why you want to be in Congress. Pick me for Congress.
Oh, well, honestly, Andrew, I've just been here on the ground for 4 years now working for the people, and I've been able to get a lot done. And I know that if I go to Congress, I'll be that effective lawmaker again. I'll be able to work hard to make sure that our community gets the money that we need for infrastructure. I want to support the veterans and the military. And of course, there is always, the America First agenda that has always been on my platform, securing the borders, fixing the economy. Keeping a safe community, term limits, drain the swamp, all those things. I mean, all of it is, it's what we've been trying to do in Florida. We've been the beacon of hope for America, and I want to continue to fight for us in D.C.
Outstanding. Well, Michelle, you and I have known each other a long time, back when you were with the PTA in Escambia County, and we've been friends a long time. I am I'm proud of you for running. I think it's anytime anybody runs for office, it's a big deal, especially when you have to give up something in order to get at it. So congratulations on getting in. Thank you for running. I hope you do well. I want to see a good, clean race from everybody. And best of luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Absolutely. 7:21 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Funky.
Hey, lady.
Funky.
Hey, 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 ladies.
Good morning, 7:24 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, it looks like based on his Twitter feed, State Representative for District 3, Joel Rudman, is also in for the CD1. So,
wow.
So just my very, I always feel uncomfortable about predicting these things because you just get so many things wrong, and then I'd just rather not predict. So I don't see it. I don't see it for Dr. Rudman. Name recognition isn't nearly what Michelle's is or Jimmy Petronis's is. He's had a lot of very, very hefty bickering within the Republican Party. I know a lot of Republicans who are not fans. And, you know, people make their own choice, but that's just kind of what I sense about this. Certainly with the county commissioners, that same kind of problem. So, and that means he'd be resigning. If he actually files the actual to run, that means he'd be resigning. So who will take that seat? Hey, it's all chaos now. Nobody knows who anybody's going to be in a couple of months. Let's see. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. We're not seeing any major slowdowns this morning. We've been telling you about the CSX railroad improvements going down Highway 29 in Cantonment. We do have confirmed reports. Archer and El Camino are still closed, and now Eden Lane is closed. We are keeping our eyes on Woodbury Circle and Beck's Lake. They are expected to close at some point, maybe today. We will keep you informed right here on News Radio 92.3, and also check out our Facebook pages.
By the way, last I was told was that Woodbury Circle was closed. We're just waiting on confirmation of that. Okay. But I have been told that it is closed with a temporary crossing.
All right. Got you there. And otherwise around town, I-10 at Pine Forest. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. Looks like we've got some slow traffic there. Otherwise around town, looks like it's just our normal morning slowdowns. Tiger Point looking a little bit congested. East and westbound heading out of Tiger Point there. In Gulf Breeze. Otherwise, we're looking great. If you do see anything out there, let me know about it. 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, President-elect Trump's picks are sure making everything interesting here in Northwest Florida, and they're also making things interesting at the Department of Education, where he's announced Linda McMahon to be the education secretary. Of course, Linda McMahon, the former CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment. She founded that with her husband, Vince McMahon. She also, though, directed the Small Business Administration during Trump's first term and had two unsuccessful runs for a Senate seat in Connecticut. Comcast is spinning off its cable networks. The media giant expected to announce today it's separating from CNBC, MSNBC, and other Comcast networks. That spinoff is expected to take about a year to come to fruition. Comcast shares were up about 2% after they announced that news. And the British musician that played the famous guitar riff in the iconic James Bond theme song has died. His son says that Vic Flick died on November 14th after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. Apparently, that's the name.
What's a real name? Really? What a great
Vic
name.
Flick, yeah. He was 87. He worked as a session guitarist in the 50s and... in the 50s and the 60s. Little late on the cough button.
Well, I had to...
I need my own
flip
cough
through some
button.
Papers, you know? Yeah. Every once in a while.
I appreciate you having my back.
Yeah, and I was trying hard to. I was in the middle of scrambling for another sound clip. You distracted me. You juked me. You thought you were going to go right, and I was looking for the James Bond riff, the ding, 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 and I don't have it. I don't know how I don't have that. And then you coughed, and I'm like, ah! So, you know, that's what you would have seen if you were looking in the studio, which nobody can see. David, thanks so much for the update. 729 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is actually kind of interesting. So, somebody has sent me that the you might not have to resign to run for federal office. I know they carved out the president and vice president for DeSantis. I was sure, and even sounds like Michelle was sure. I mean, I'm looking at a form that says there's an exception for federal office seekers. So I don't know what to tell you. I'm doing my best. I'm pretty sure I thought they had to resign to run. 437-1620. Somebody says Woodbury is definitely closed there as a workaround. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I know the people who live back in that subdivision were very stressed out about what that would mean for them. What else? Oh, Jake, I have a question. You're kind of a gamer, soft gamer?
Yeah.
Medium gamer? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Call of Duty.
Old games. You're my best test case. Okay. They have announced the games that are going to get like the Game Award nominees for the best game of 2024.
Okay.
And I felt so disconnected because I'd never even heard of any of these except for one barely. Astrobot.
No.
Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree. And Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. At least I've heard of Final Fantasy at least.
Yeah.
And Metaphor Raffantazio.
No, sorry, man.
I feel like I'm announcing the third and fourth tier acts for Hangout Fest, and we're playing the game of is it real or is it not real?
The first few reminded me of like Zaxxon, you know, those cool names, you know.
Oh, if only I had time to play new video games.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Plenty of pushback for President-elect Trump over his choice for U.S. Attorney General. Trump says he's standing by former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Gaetz is under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for alleged sexual misconduct and illegal drug use, has an uphill climb in the Senate, according to some Republicans. Gaetz joins Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, U.N. Ambassador pick Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and VA Secretary choice Doug Collins on the Vance Senate lobby tour.
Fox's Rich Setson in West Palm Beach, Florida. Earnings off target. Fox Business's Cheryl Cassoni.
Big miss for Target. CEO Brian Cornell obviously is going to have a lot to, frankly, answer to.
It's earnings and revenue. Disappointing in the quarter. Target is lowering expectations for the year. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 65 degrees. It looks like a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. A big announcement today from Representative Michelle Salzman.
I filed a run for Congressional District 1.
And that announcement, of course, made here on News Radio just moments ago as she talked with Pensacola's Morning News. Salzman has announced that she'll be running for Congress following Matt Gaetz's resignation last week. Gaetz has been nominated to serve as U.S. Attorney General. He held the Florida District 1 congressional seat since 2016, but resigned from Congress the same day he was nominated by President-elect Donald Trump. Florida now will have to hold a special election to fill the vacancy. Of course, we're still waiting to hear from the governor on when that election will be held. The passenger count at Pensacola's airport is up again. Mayor Reeves giving an update yesterday at his press conference. He says the passenger count was up 15% year over year from last October. But it's not just more people that are going through our airport. The amount of cargo is also up.
We've had the strongest cargo month this past October since the pandemic, and it's up 139% compared to October of 23. So nearly 2 million pounds over last year of cargo coming through Pensacola International as well. So
Reeves said the new airport parking lot on Tippin Avenue is also opening to the public as of today, and that just in time for the holiday travel season. That lot adding 434 much-needed parking spaces to the airport, also includes lighting and a couple of electric charging stations. That'll cost $2 an hour to park, with a maximum of $9 per day. A dozen migrants are in custody after coming ashore in Broward County this week. They were found yesterday morning after their boat arrived in Pompano Beach. Federal officials say 13 of the migrants were from Ecuador, 5 from China. Couples accused of attacking a school resource officer in Volusia County. The sheriff's office there announcing yesterday that Jorge Rivera and his wife, Dagmarie Iturino, were arrested for attacking an SRO at a middle school. The three were apparently having a conversation about the couple's son after he'd been accused of shoving a girl at school. Deputies say the woman, who's a voluntary pre-K teacher at the school, pushed the SRO against the wall while the man punched the SRO in the head and knocked her to the ground. Of course, both of the couple have been arrested and are now facing charges in Volusia County. Well, hours before a big vote on funding for a new stadium, the Tampa Bay Rays team officials yesterday suspended all work on their new $1.3 billion stadium. They say that's because Pinellas County didn't approve their share of funding in October. The team says a new stadium by 2028 is now impossible, and by 2029 would mean higher costs.
The county still doesn't have the report from the Army Corps of Engineers to really see the impact that the last two hurricanes did have on the beaches. So how would it be incumbent upon the commission to go and commit $300 million over the next 20 years?
That is Pinellas County Commissioner-elect Vince Nowicki, and he tells News Channel 8 that he wants to put beaches first before that stadium. And testimony continuing today in the murder trial for Sheila Agee. That's the mother of Home Depot shooter Keith Agee. Sheila is accused of helping her son plan and execute the murder of 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims. Prosecutors say text messages show Sheila and Keith had texted back and forth, and they believe she helped him plan the shooting. Her attorneys say that she was trying to prevent it from happening. That trial resumes later this morning at 7:35, and Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest, we do have a vehicle crash there. Crews around the scene is causing a little bit of slowdown. Also seeing our normal morning congestion in Tiger Point on Highway 98, headed westbound on Highway 98, getting through Gulf Breeze there. Looks like Navarre in Windhaven Beach, we are seeing some normal morning slowdown there, getting by the, looks like the new Publix shopping center there in Windhaven Beach. And we've been telling you all week about these Highway 29 in Cantonment, these closings for the CSX Railroad improvements. We do have confirmation now. Archer, El Camino, and Eden Lane are closed. Woodbury Circle is also closed, but they do have a workaround for that, so that isn't causing any major issues. And we're keeping our eyes on Bex Lake. That is to be closed sometime this morning. If you have any tips, see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. Call our traffic tip line. You can also text us, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have some sunny skies today with a nice little breeze, high near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 45 degrees. Much cooler for that Thursday, waking up nice and chilly, high near 63 degrees Thursday afternoon. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 45. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And right now, we've got 65 degrees. It's mostly clear skies here in Pensacola. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. 7NI shares soared nearly 11% after NHK reported that the firm founding family was raising more than $50 billion to take the company private by March of next year. Canadian convenience store operator Alimentation Couche-Tard has also bid for the company. Qualcomm said it expects its push into new markets to generate an additional $22 billion per year by 2029. Of that amount, roughly $4 billion will come from PC chips. The chipmaker just introduced PC processors earlier this year when it released Snapdragon X for Windows devices. Netflix has announced the boxing match between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul was the most streamed sporting event ever. The streaming platform said 108 million global viewers tuned in for the fight. Futures are slightly higher ahead of NVIDIA's quarterly earnings. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 120, the NASDAQ up 195, the S&P 500 up 23. That's your money now.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including CMEX Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Running right, lowers the shoulder, he fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Charleston Southern at 12:30 on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 741 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A lot of big interviews we're having this morning. Rick Scott is a former governor and now the United States Senator from the great state of Florida. Senator Scott, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
It is always great to speak with you, and I hope you're doing well.
Oh, yeah. No, we're doing great. And I still every day have to, every time we talk, I have to fight saying governor. Every time I almost call you governor.
Oh, I know.
It's just, you know, that's the way it is. So
yeah, that's a good job.
It's only been 2 weeks. It's crazy. It's only been 2 weeks since the election, a decisive win for President Trump. And you were very close to becoming the Senate Majority Leader. We were rooting for you to become from the state of Florida. We were so excited about that prospect, but it didn't turn out. Nevertheless, still major player in the Senate and lots of things afoot, including confirming nominees from the president, right?
Well, if you think about what we got to get done, Trump won, right? Trump has a mandate. Well, the problem you have is that when he won the first time back in 16, they still walked off his nominees. It was impossible for him to get his nominees confirmed. And so part of what I talked about when I ran to be majority leader is we're going to get Trump's nominees done. He's the president of the United States. And so one of the things we can do is if things are, if the Democrats block them, we can allow the president to do them by going on recess for 2 weeks. And I think we ought to do it. So I like his nominees. I'm excited for so many Floridians that have been nominated. Matt Gaetz, Mike Waltz, Marco Rubio. I'm excited. He's putting together a great team of people. If you look at it, he's going to upset the apple cart, meaning we're going to start holding government accountable, which is exactly what you voted for.
You know, obviously each of these nominees has their own pluses and minuses. I wanted to start with Matt only because obviously he was our congressman and of course, represented from this area for a long time in the state house. He's the one I think a lot of people look at as very difficult to get passed through the Senate, not just because of Democratic opposition, but Republican opposition. And then the question, as you mentioned, it is, what do you do if he gets blocked? Do you try to put him in as a recess appointment or a temporary or whatever? Do you believe that the Senate has enough Republican votes to actually get him 51?
Well, let's see where this president is. This president has been slandered, indicted, convicted, all because this radical Merrick Garland and what the FBI has done. He needs him, so he's going to fight for him. I've known Matt since I started running for governor back in 2010. Matt's a fighter. He's smart. He has the president's back. He'll hold the Department of Justice accountable. So my experience with Matt has been very positive. So I hope he gets confirmed because I know the president needs somebody like Matt to run the Department of Justice. Because look at what's been. It's been something that has just been used as lawfare against Donald Trump to try to prevent him from becoming president.
So, not to follow up, but it sounds like you're unsure about 51. I mean, I know Matt's a fighter, and I know Susie Wiles is smart.
I think he'll get confirmed.
Okay. Okay.
I mean the guy. Matt. There's a lot of people who don't know Matt. Right in the Senate. So I know him and I tell people, look, my experience with Matt has been very positive. It was great to work with when he was in the Florida House when I was governor. He's been great to work with since he's been in Congress and I've been the U.S. Senator. So, my experience with Matt has been great.
Yeah, and I said the same.
I tell people, everybody I talk to.
Yeah, and I mean, I would say the same thing. Very positive perception of Matt Gaetz. I've, spoken with him hundreds of times and, have great respect for him. Okay, so that's one. The two of the other ones that have really gotten a lot, to me anyway, a lot of attention, Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. This is the one that has given me the most heartburn because I don't understand it. He doesn't seem qualified at that level for that kind of responsibility. Can you explain this one to me, or can you help me with this one?
So I've known Pete a long time. We have got to change the military. We have got to stop having a woke military. We've got to stop think about the last war. We've got to have somebody that's going to come and change things. As we know, we've not gotten in a better position with our military in the last 4 years. We've gotten a worse position. So here's what I know about Pete. He's smart. He's a hard worker. He served. And so he'll go in there and he'll upset the apple cart. He'll start asking questions like, are we ready to defend ourselves against China? Are we ready to help our allies like Taiwan and the Philippines? Are we ready to help our ally Israel? So I think Pete is qualified, smart, and he will go start asking questions. If we do the same old thing, we'll get the same old result. I build companies, and I start companies from scratch, and people say, well, you can't build anything. You don't know this industry. I built the largest hospital company from scratch. I never run a hospital. I built manufacturing companies. I've never run a manufacturing plant. What I was able to do is I was able to come in with a new outlook on things and say, what would I do if I started this from scratch? How would you build this industry? How would you build this company? And I think that's what Pete's going to do with the Department of Defense. It needs it. They can't even do an audit. So we get the exact same people. I mean, they cannot even audit the Department of Defense.
Right. Well, we could have had Secretary of Defense Rick Scott. I mean, it sounds like that would have been. I mean, I was actually pulling
for my job as senator.
I know you do. I was thinking Mike Waltz because of his level of experience too. But of course, he's going to be the National Security Advisor. We're talking to Senator Rick Scott.
He's going to do great.
Yeah, no, I think I love him for National Security Advisor.
And what's nice? I know these guys, and so I'm excited for them because I know they want to serve. I know they want to do a good job. I've known Marco since I started running back in 2010.
Great pick
for him.
He's a great pick for Secretary of State. He was built for Secretary of State.
Yeah. I'm excited for him.
Senator, hang on for me for just a second. I do need to go real quick traffic check. Do we have any big things we need to tell people about?
Real quick, we're looking at I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. Slow down there. North 9th Avenue at East Olive Road, we have a crash with roadblock. And in Pace, westbound on Highway 90, we have a collision at Spencer Field Road. Other than that, we're looking great. If you see anything, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker.
Great, Jake. Thanks so much. Back to Senator Rick Scott. Senator, the person who's going to fill Marco Rubio's seat, I think you've been pulling for Laura Trump, if I'm not mistaken. Do you think that's who the governor's going to appoint?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, she's still qualified. You watch what she just – I met her before I met her husband, Eric. So she worked at E-Networks before that. Here's a hard worker. She's smart. Look at what she did at the RNC as co-chairman. I don't know what the exact title is, but she did a great job. I think she'll do a great job. I'm all in for Laura Trump.
The turn into kind of local questions, because obviously this is really relevant here locally, is what's going to happen to Matt Gaetz's congressional seat. We just had Representative Michelle Salzman on, who of course I know you know. Jimmy Patronis, CFO, has now said apparently, and I mean it's everybody's kind of like almost she's definitely in. He sounds like he's in. He carries a pretty big war chest. We thought he was going to run for governor. It sounds like he's now going to run for Congress. Do you plan to endorse anybody in this race?
I was waiting for you, Andrew. What are you planning on running?
Oh, no, sir. Oh, no, sir.
Don't even.
I don't endorse local races.
I'm holding out, waiting to see if you're going to run. I'm going to say my endorsement to see what you're going to do.
That's adorable. No, absolutely no. Also, I'm unelectable. I did want to ask you something that's been a local issue here that I know is just everybody in the country, I'm sure, deals with this. We have a local, with CSX, the rail company, because of longstanding, very powerful, robust, indifference to anything, they have these federal protections. They close down these crossings, and we just have to suffer through it for a day or two. Now, it's only a day or two, but it's really bad for a day or two, and there's very little communication, very little warning. It just kind of happens to us. Is there anything that this happened 8 years ago? It's going to happen again in 8 years. Is there anything that can be done at the federal level to make this better?
Let me find out. I didn't know anything about it. So let me find out. And what I'll do is I'll work on getting the right person from CSX to give you a call.
Okay.
Maybe he'll go on.
Okay, great. Yeah, no, I'd love to talk to him, or if there's any kind of a change in the legislation surrounding their rights and privileges. I just it happens and it's horrible, yeah. And then you know it feels like we all feel like we suffer from
Andrew,
it. There's nothing to do.
I think how this happened because I learned it when I was governor. You know who was here first? The railroads.
Yeah.
So they got the government back then gave them a lot of rights. Because they were first, I've dealt with it a lot with regard to Brightline up on the East Coast. So, but let me find out. I'll reach out to CSX.
Yeah, I agree. Their roads were here first. We're crossing their roads. I get it. It's annoying, but it's just true.
I know. That's what it is. They have the right.
Yeah,
it's your road that's crossing their train tracks.
Right, right. They were here
so
first.
Different what we think, how we think now.
I did want to ask you, only because it came up in the last day, to return to the nominations for a second, Linda McMahon for Secretary of Education. I read this as, and you tell me if I'm wrong, President Trump, ever since, you know, Reagan, we've been promising to shutter the Department of Education, which I agree with. I don't think it has a role either constitutionally or practically. Linda McMahon, to me, looks like the person he's hired to turn the lights off. Am I wrong?
I hope so. I know Linda. She's a good friend. I talked to her last night after it was announced. I talked to Linda quite a bit. I hope that's what happened. That's exactly what I believe. I believe we ought to, there's no reason we have a federal Department of Education. We ought to leave it to the states. As governor, let me compete. I'll show you we'll have the best education system. So everybody that wants their kids to do well will move to Florida.
You know, the one thing that I think you can look at is that, you know, weirdly, until 1979, we managed to educate children without a Department of Education. Isn't that interesting? For, you know, so long we managed
to. There's a lot of federal government we don't need, and we let the states make decisions. You know, if we don't, why do we have governors? Why do we have mayors?
Right.
I mean, if everything's going to make
school boards, why do we have school boards?
Why do we have them?
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Yes, they're going to make them all.
One last thing, because I know you have a lot of opportunity to do things in the Senate, is if there is any way, and I know states control elections, but, you know, Florida, for being the, you know, the unlovable stepchild of 2000, has become the example of how to do elections. And we still have these ridiculous, slow reporting states like Arizona and New Mexico and other places as well. Is there anything that can be done to, even if it just means, you know, sending Governor DeSantis around in 2 years to fix all the elections, or our Secretary of Election, or something? It seems like there should be a way to make this better and more standardized.
Yeah, I think our constitutional elections are done at the state level. So it's hard. If you start going down that path, then what else do you take over? I think what we got to do is we just have to understand that when we have elections, and it's part of why we elect people, and then we expect them to approve the election laws once they're elected. So I think, you know, by just talking about who's the best at things, I think hopefully some of these states will get better.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I certainly hope that as well. Senator Rick Scott, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. Again, I wish you'd have gotten majority leader. You didn't, but, you know, there's always
Me
another
too.
Couple of years. And in the meantime, a lot of things to get done, and I know you're going to work hard on it. So thank you so much for the time this morning. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Beadmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales, price, and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. no security deposit for well-qualified customers through BCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Cabin Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Raymond Shaw is the kindest, bravest, warmest, most wonderful human being I've ever known in my life.
Oh man, we recently rewatched that too, Manchurian Candidate. Angela Lansbury is... Oh, she's horrific in that movie. Jake has got our traffic on the five sitting in for us today for John today and tomorrow. Jake?
All right. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. I'm going to go fast here. I-10 eastbound over the Escambia Bay. We have a report of a large piece of blue metal in the right lane. Yeah. I-10 eastbound over the Escambia Bay. Watch out for that one. That just popped up. I-10 eastbound at Pine Forest. We got a slowdown from an accident there. And North 9th Avenue at East Olive Road, a crash with roadblocks slowing things down there this morning. In Pace westbound on Highway 90, we have a collision at Spencer Field Road. We've been telling you about these CSX improvements. Archer, El Camino, Eden Lane, all closed. Woodbury Circle closed, but does have a workaround. And we're looking at Beck's Lake Road to soon close. Let us know if you have any reports on that. 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Wow, nice. Archer and El Camino will open tomorrow morning early is the plan. David Wayne in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Yeah, the U.S. is closing its embassy in Ukraine today. They've received a warning of a possible significant air attack by Russian forces. The embassy in Kyiv issued that urgent warning this morning, saying they got specific information about a potential attack. Employees there are sheltering in place.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Airport Director Matt Coughlin comes up next.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.